Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from thousands of successful individuals from around the world. I'm your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm delighted to welcome for a second time a very senior and accomplished and highly respected thought leader from the UK, Mr. Luca Colina. Luca, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to see you again.
Thank you.
And thank you for this opportunity to share my thoughts about AI.
Yeah. Luca is an award winner and thought leader. He's an award-winning global transformational expert, and he's one of the world-renowned thought leaders with Thinkers 360 in automation, culture, and transformation. And today we're going to speak about Luca's understanding of artificial intelligence. So Luca, let me first ask you a question.
Yep.
What are the emerging trends in AI that corporate leaders should be aware of?
Well, let's say that removing from the discussion the hypes, mm-hmm. because it's very difficult to distinguish trends by the hype. Mm-hmm. The first thing that they need to be aware is that there are some activities that the core general AI producer are putting in place mm-hmm. that are created to be the first in the market. Mm-hmm. So this is something that is not a real technical trend, mm-hmm. okay? But what they do, they propose, needs to be filtered and seeing what they are proposing that is useful for the company. So this is, so trends are hidden by the hype. Yeah. So it's difficult to spot. This is first rule. Try to spot what is for you, not following the hype and the competition. Today I published an article where I was speaking, take advantage of the lower costs for every kind of solution. Mm-hmm. This is the first plan. And the secondly, try to understand what you can use from these competitors. The rest is a trend.
Very interesting.
There is a filter to do because otherwise.
Yeah. Okay. And Luca, AI is now, you know, virtually in everybody's vocabulary. My question is, what skills should corporate leaders develop to better understand AI?
Well, firstly, the skills are related to understand the technology at high level and the impact that the technology have in their strategies and so on. So it's high level. Mm-hmm. compared to the high level of the organization. Secondly, this is a thought, to understand what is the difference between augmentation, people, and automation, because otherwise they can mix up the strategies and the ideas. The third part is connected with the human-centric approach. As a leader, what you need to consider to drive people without forcing the change through this process, because there is a revolution, not because of technology, because there is a misalignment between people along technology. So these are other skills. And the last one, to spot, sorry if I'm laughing here, but to spot what are the benefits, the real benefits that needs to be estimated, that are not connected only with the sales. Okay, sales come out after a process. So what are the indirect benefits that artificial intelligence, machine learning can bring? This helps people, leaders, to understand how to create a realistic business case.
Okay, very interesting. So we are going to talk about two separate topics today. My first one that I want to discuss in some detail is adopting artificial intelligence from data quality to AI organization ready. My first question is, what are common challenges companies face in preparing data for AI?
The first one is that data from the legacy systems, from CRM and so on, are not, let's say, properly structured or filtered for machine learning and artificial intelligence.
Right.
Then there are solutions that can optimize unstructured data, but that's fine, but it's still a risk because, you know, if you don't pay attention about what you have in your home, it's difficult that you can proceed further because then you have a ripple effect about the problems during the elaboration of machine learning, artificial intelligence. So the first one is to be aware that the data are not correct. First, secondly, clean data, whatever, and then starting considering what are the algorithms that your machine learning and artificial intelligence use. Why? Because the output of the data is not the raw data. These are connected with the output of data for decision making. So in the middle, there are also the way how the data are processed. And these are algorithms. And there is another important fact that is governance. UK recently has created a sort of guidelines. If you read through, they are very simple, clear, to be followed and be sure that data, biases, privacy, and inclusion, that is the package here, needs to be connected with the algorithms, and algorithms needs to be verified also during the business as usual. So the other governance that is made by internal resources, accountability, bad words for executives, but I know, and external experts that can judge through a system that is called explainable artificial intelligence, the rationale that it is behind an elaboration. So they need to check that this is correct, or the other is a bias, or the other is a fault. Why? Because otherwise, in 5 minutes, you receive a proposal for a decision making about two scenarios for penetrating a market. Data quality is a funnel where there are, at the beginning, data, raw data from the legacy system, and in the end, there are outputs. In the middle, there is governance and accountability.
Well said. My next question is that what are some of the key components of ensuring data quality when you try to adopt an AI in your organization?
Well, basically, the summary that I did earlier is can be repeated because there is a data cleansing, algorithms, internal, external, because we need to check. Like when you start using ChatGPT, and recently I have asked, can you give me the rationale of how did you consider and analyze this? I see that it is not what I have asked. So there is a gap between my request and the reasoning behind. I can rectify and say, no, I don't want this. Okay, so then there is the governance auditing that needs to be split and reach the lower level of senior managers, because they need to check what did they receive? It's not a report from a near. Okay. So there are, is a question of mindset to be adapted to different rules that can help to use machine learning and artificial intelligence.
Well said. And Luca, what role does leadership play in driving adoption of AI?
Huge. It's like God. Okay. Is the most important role in driving, especially in this period, to driving the adoption. Why? Because leadership is asking employees and also is impacting with the stakeholders, whoever, client, the society, and so on, to sell a proper vision why we are going to use artificial intelligence. What are the benefits, not only for the profits, but also with the impact? Because it's not a rocket science to think about how you can improve people's life.
Right.
Buying services, or sorry, using services or buying products is not very difficult to think about. And this is maximizing the vision, then explain people in the company, but also the stakeholders, to understand and listen what are the concerns that the people have, no? The biases against they steal our job, the bias that the results are not good. So they have also an initial kickoff about listening to people about what can be a resistant factor for implementing and walk the talk. Yeah, I know it seems
okay.
Yeah, I am using buzzwords, but in the end, as is a very big transformation in people's mind, people's habits, routines, and impact on society. Think about that if you make a mistake in the proposing by Amazon, no, purchasing some items, and you do three or four mistakes that you say, well, why are they proposing this? So you must be careful to transfer your strategies, increasing the sales, proposing, suggesting purchasing. And at that point, you need to understand that the people need to think about what they do, ethics, inclusion, and so on.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Thank you. So now let's move to the second topic, which I thought we'll talk to you about AI. And the second topic is moving from user needs to AI value and ROI. And my first question is, what methods do you use to translate user needs into AI strategies?
Okay, sorry, I am happy that you asked me this question because it's a critical thinking in the course that we are completing now. There is nothing different between an implementation of ERP or CRM, use cases, okay? What do you do? Why you can use an ERP process?
Right.
And what are the benefits? So we start from what people do today. Then we analyze what can be improved, high level at the beginning, and moving towards the output, we see if the output can be matched with what before the strategy,
right?
Business strategies, whatever, you can have 50 business strategies, doesn't matter, okay? Especially for big corporation. And then when you have the validation of the benefits, you need to estimate if you are missing some data information,
but
we did in the past. Okay, we did with the business analyst role. They needed the benefits. And then see if they match with the values of the strategies.
Mm-hmm.
In that moment, you have the elements that can be used to create a business case and an ROI.
Mm.
It's not there is not it's not a linear process, but it's the logic. It makes sense.
Mm.
I start with the people, what they do, what they should do, what they can do with artificial intelligence, and go estimate the outcome.
Mm. Okay.
Benefit. Okay. Matching strategy.
Yeah. Very
sorry,
good.
I make it simple, but it's not.
No, I think you're giving very good explanations. Thank you. My next question is, how can you explain how to set realistic expectations of your AI initiatives?
Okay. Here, there is a mix of principles of change management mm-hmm. from the leader side. And let's say human-centric approach. Mm. So we are people that we are speaking about.
Mm.
So the first step is to listening,
mm.
to understand what are concerns. We never did this in the previous mm-hmm. engineering concerns. Try mm. to address the concerns and be realistic in mm. explaining what are the pros and cons that we need to expect from an implementation.
Mm.
Because we know that they have glitches and so on. And also, be ready to explain how we address these problems eventually.
Mm. Mm.
Secondly, this must be shared
mm-hmm.
among the different levels.
Mm.
And here the communication is important, not as a formal communication, but as a message that everybody mm. knows, like you and me now,
mm.
that we can't trust current solutions. We must pay attention. Mm. But we did the concept of iteration,
mm.
okay? We gradually fix and adjust what are the glitches. Mm. Or the problems, no drama. And this is the key is how to
mm.
include the agility, aggression,
mm.
where people don't feel stressed,
mm.
okay, or anxious because it is something that they don't have the control.
Right. Mm.
So, and this could create a sort of solidarities between the different cross-functional groups
mm.
because we are all on the same ship.
Mm.
This okay. is good from one side.
Mm.
Unify people.
Yeah, yeah. The other question is, Luca, you know, when I speak to people who are implementing AI, there is a lot of skepticism in the organizations. How do you address skepticism and resistance to AI?
Oh, okay. This is, I am laughing, but is a positive one because there are factors that are connected with people's culture, okay? The first one is the detachment between what I should do without the knowledge
mm-hmm.
and because I don't have control. The first thing is involve people
mm-hmm.
in the designing use cases, design of algorithms mm-hmm. or adaptation. And then there is the way to filter the concerns.
Mm-hmm.
If I know basically how it works, the concerns are mostly related to the loss of the workplace, or the job, career limitations. So those mm-hmm. things that can impact on the previous behavior of workforce into mm-hmm. the company, previous mm-hmm. of EI.
Mm-hmm.
And here, leaders exactly should understand and filter without judgment, because the trainee should have opened their mind and see, okay, we have some factors that are different because the context is different. So we need the attention, not bias.
Okay.
And show to people that our company is putting in place first levels of governance. So if I do something that is wrong, but there is someone, because not of me, but because of the system, there must be someone that can guarantee me that everything is in place. So they can help me with the governance and tell, look, this, don't use this, because we need to ratify. So the governance is something that is pushing trust, okay? Because I know if I turn my back, there is someone who say, no, no, we will fix it. And always following the principle of I need, I don't know what I'm speaking about. I haven't the control. It's true. Reskilling or upskilling. So the training here, I can see a lot of problems because I couldn't find something that is realistic to improve this trust in addition to use prompts, because that is very poor approach. And if someone can hear me, you need to properly think about the essentials that the people need to learn and to be reskilled, to use, but also to understand what they are doing and the impact that they have. I feel more comfortable. I follow a process. My view is focused. And I don't panic.
Very well said. Thank you. So I've got time for one more question. And this I want to ask you as an expert in AI. How do you see AI evolving over the next 5 years when it comes to the corporate world?
This is my personal feeling. The corporate world, okay, there are two scenarios. The first one, that the corporate world can be tempted to automate as much as they can. But this is related to the old approach of stakeholders and the leaders towards the shareholders. We never change, but we need to think that this approach of AI into the companies is not speculative. Okay, you need to have a sustainability of what you do, otherwise you need to rehire people. This is what my view. So there could be a sort of risk from them to exploit in a bad way the solutions, so to automate as much as they can. On the other side, artificial intelligence can be fine-tuned for some specific areas. For example, for scenario planning, that will be something that will be exploited as much as they can, because it can involve people after a short time of production and generation of the scenarios, and people could be more quick in thinking, elaborating further, and re-elaborate back and see what they can do. It's easy to share information in that way.
Well said.
Okay, so that's it. This is what for, but something that we share on LinkedIn is that there are not the rise, but there are small language models. That is something that I am observing, because instead of to have 175 billions of parameters, they have five. They are more specialized for each role.
I understand.
They don't require. So now let's see. That is the solution for the small, medium enterprises, because they don't need to have ChatGPT to do everything, but they can do something. That's it.
Well said. Luca, on that note, thank you so much for speaking to me. It's a pleasure speaking to you again. My conversation today taught me many new things from you on artificial intelligence. I'm sure all our viewers and listeners will learn many new things from you. Thank you again, and good luck to you.
Thank you very much. A pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website, www.tbcy.in, to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.